U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, spoke at Faulkner University's benefit dinner last night. She spoke about her time working in President Trump's cabinet and as the governor of South Carolina. The event is Faulkner's biggest fundraiser of the year. Selma's former fire chief, Tony Stevens, is now suing the city. He resigned from his position back in April, citing a hostile work environment. He says he is owed $31,000 in vacation and sick time. He is now asking for up to $100,000 in damages. And the Alabama National Fair is back in the capital city, but there are some changes that you need to know about. A clear bag policy will be strictly enforced this year, and fair security will also have metal detectors at every entrance gate. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
President Trump, who often doubles down on controversial statements, stunningly and publicly calling on China to launch an investigation into a political rival, even as he faces an impeachment inquiry.
Another whistleblower, this time at the IRS, alleging political interference involving the president or vice president's tax returns.
Apple is publicly backing the nation's dreamers. The company and its CEO, Tim Cook, write, "We collectively owe it to the dreamers to hold up our end of the bargain."
A major settlement agreement between MGM and victims of the Las Vegas massacre has agreed to pay at least $735 million.
Gamers aren't the only ones making money off Fortnite. Epic Games CEO Tim Sweeney has landed on the Forbes 400 list of richest Americans for the first time.
A husband and wife doing 63 in a 45-mile-per-hour zone at 4:30 in the morning. Florida Deputy Robert Pounds surveilled the scene.
I've got a female having a baby. Congratulations, you got a little girl.
A high-speed chase with a happy ending.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on Friday, TGIF edition. Two things are going to happen this hour. One is Joey is about to give out the winner, the person that's going to win the possibility of winning the big prize for the name game.
Oh, yes. Julie Horn. Julie Horn. You need to call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to win this amazing one-hour relaxation massage with aromatherapy, one a month for a year from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Incredible prize. So, again, Julie Horn, call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to win this incredible prize.
Julie, better give him a call. We want to, in the words of Milton McGregor, for you to be a winner, too. And then we're going to do a drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket, 2:30 to 2:40 this hour. And we want everybody's names in there. How many do we have in there?
Ooh, let me double check that real quick. 16 right now.
16. So if you want to get in, give me a call, 272-9228. Talk to me, and then we will see about putting you in the drawing and then see if your name gets pulled.
And we have three first-time callers in that drawing.
Wow. Yeah. Hence the high number. Let's do this. Let's continue on with the Laura Ingraham talking to the former CIA official.
Do you think Schiff should recuse himself from this entire affair, given his ties with the Ukrainian arms merchants, a guy who won the Soviet Union, moved here, had fundraisers for him? He had a vested interest in keeping the big war machine going, and Hillary would have been a much better peg for him.
I think so. I think Adam Schiff has caused all kinds of problems for this impeachment and Ukraine story. You saw the Democrats scrambling today because the American people were not told the truth about this. The whistleblower first came to the Intelligence Committee. He didn't follow procedures. Schiff learned about this, did not tell his Republican members, which is...
He lied about it. Heck, didn't he lie? He lied and said there was no contact, and clearly there was contact, and he knew about it?
He said mid-September, we have not spoken directly to the whistleblower. Who was we? Was he using the royal we for himself?
Yeah, even
the
Morning
committee?
Joe had to say, well, you know, he... I wasn't completely, you know, candid. I'm paraphrasing,
but you know,
something like that.
He used this information to attack the president throughout the month of August. And it looks like he didn't tell the Republican members, but he did tell Speaker Pelosi, because she said to 60 Minutes at the end of September she knew about the contents of the transcript before it was released.
Now, as a former intel official yourself, you've seen the damage done to these institutions because of this 2016 debacle. You got Brennan out there saying because his pal Vladimir, he doesn't want him blamed, or he could help him out again in the next election. Former CIA chief. Knowing that this never happened, by the way.
You know, I'm a big admirer of Leon Panetta because he's a Democrat. I didn't agree with him, but he has class and he respects the office of the presidency. He realizes as a former intelligence official, he's an ambassador for the field.
He's been hitting Trump lately, too, and Leon Panetta. I'm not wild about him.
But, you know,
anymore.
Brennan has been a disgrace with his personal attacks. I mean, every time, just seeing a minute ago, he's always angry. He's done, I mean, I've talked to intelligence officials who don't like the president, and they're very upset with Brennan.
Very upset with Brennan. And I agree with that. I think Brennan kind of stepped over the line there. But I think he's going to have a problem. Yes, sir.
Would you like to hear James Clapper essentially saying the same thing as Brennan?
Let's do that.
We learned that President Trump pressed Australia's prime minister during a recent phone call to help AG William Barr reinvestigate the origins of
this
the Russian
This is Don
probe.
Lemon talking.
The Washington Post is reporting that Barr is doing the same thing with Italian and British officials. Yeah. He's trying to change the facts to favor the conspiracy theory that Russia didn't try to help him. Is that what it sounds like to you?
Well, yes, it does. It just shows the incredible lengths that this administration is going to try to discredit the Russian meddling, the Russian interference. Rather than trying to protect us against it, we're trying to discredit those who reported it. And I'll tell you, Don, the takeaway for me, having been in a senior intelligence position in the last administration, is that it would have been much better had we not reported on this threat to our country, that is the Russian meddling. And I guess what we were supposed to have done is blown off the direction that the then commander-in-chief, President Obama, gave us to put together all the reporting on this and produce a highly classified version and then declassify as much as we possibly could and make it public, which we did. Well, apparently, the message I'm getting from all this is we shouldn't have done that.
I don't see, and he goes on, but it's like, you heard the beginning part.
Yeah, I mean, what they're doing, you know, they're investigating us, and they shouldn't be doing this. They need to be investigating Russian interference. And no, actually, what you need to be investigating is U.S. interference into an election by intelligence officers. It's interesting, Susan Rice this morning basically is going to say the same thing, this stop and go.
Yeah, it's they're essentially using the Russian interference, I think everybody agrees happened to some extent, as essentially a veil of what they were up to.
Yeah.
They use it as a pretext.
Listen.
I have to start with the news of the day. When you heard the president yesterday say that China should investigate the Bidens, what did you think?
Truthfully?
Yes.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, every day we hear something new that causes you to say, did that really happen? This, for me, was qualitatively different.
Because?
Because the President of the United States was welcoming and inviting our principal foreign adversary to intervene in our election. Again, just as he did in 2016 with Russia.
Uh-huh.
But here's the difficult problem with China. China is currently...
No, he denies that he intervened in the election.
But he okay. can't deny he asked Russia to
okay.
intervene. Remember, if you have those emails,
yes,
please.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
So it's the same thing. He
no,
gets
it's
on
not.
Television before the world and asks China to give him dirt, which
but,
doesn't
but
exist
he, but
he,
says,
he didn't say give him dirt, he said investigate.
He has the absolute right to ask other countries to investigate corruption. Why is that not correct?
Well, first of all, there's no evidence of any corruption.
Second, boy, I heard
he
that.
What he's saying to China is, look,
talking point.
We're in a hot trade war. You're doing things with respect to Huawei and security that give us great concern. But perhaps the implication is, if you manufacture some dirt that doesn't exist online and provide it to me, maybe some of our problems can go away on the trade front, on the security front. That's what's so dangerous. He's in effect saying to our farmers and our manufacturers and to all of us who have been suffering as a consequence of his trade
war, all of us,
that all could be well and perhaps be resolved on terms more favorable to China if he gets dirt. That was the clear implication.
It wasn't clear.
If you're China and you're listening to President Trump on the South Lawn make that statement, what are you thinking?
What are you thinking? You've negotiated with them. What are they thinking?
That this man is not predictable. He's not stable. He's not playing with
back
a football.
To the whole thing.
And if they were being smart, and never discount the Chinese ability to be smart, they'd think, well, maybe this is an opportunity to steal second base, whether that's in trade, whether that's in the South China Sea, whether that's in cyberspace. We are projecting insecurity, instability, and chaos to the rest of the world.
That is amazing that she said that. Amazing. That was a trip down memory lane. He's unstable, but now we may go steal second base because he's unstable. What? I mean, everything she said, that was just all that was a pile of talking points. These guys are scared to death. And Susan White said, I better get this damn book out here before I'm wearing an orange jumpsuit. Let's go to T-Man. T-Man, welcome on board.
Hello. Glad to be with you. Isn't it about that time this country came together, you know, both parties? I mean, it's getting ridiculous. I mean, we're destroying ourselves, just arguing back and forth about all this stuff. And it seems like we could rally some way, you know, rally the parties together some way, or somebody come up with, I don't know, if a new party would help or not, but something needs to happen. I mean, really gotten bad. I'm hoping that, you know, that Isn't unemployment down to a 50-year low?
It is, 3.5% announced today.
Yeah, I saw that. The market was reacting a little bit, but you know, that's about all I got to say. Everybody just gets so sick of it, you know. And we're ready for the country to rally around it, you know, and the parties to come together on something, because we're not going anywhere like this.
I agree with that, but nobody's going to move off their position. I think the Democrats are hell-bent on taking Trump out, and Trump's hell-bent on getting the proper information out about what happened.
I agree with that. Now, it just looks like, to me, the Democrats are just grasping at straws, and just they're not even worried about what the people think. They're just, you know, trying to just destroy Trump. It just, you know, we need to get out and vote next time, I guess, you know.
There you go, T-Man. I appreciate the telephone call.
Put me in the drawing, please.
Give me your month and day of birth.
11/28/56.
Didn't need a year, just 11/28. Well, you got it, T-Man. Listen in.
All right, thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too. Let me go to the phone and go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon.
Jim, how are you?
Pretty good. Just getting ready for the weekend.
Me too.
I'm leaving in a couple hours and going down to Op and spend the night. And I'm getting up early in the morning with my daughter, and I'm driving the swamp and watch my Gators put a deep beat down, sorry, Joey, on the Auburn Tigers.
War Eagle.
Wait a minute. So you're driving to Op and then from Op to Gainesville?
Yeah, I'm gonna spend the night in Op and then get up. It's about 4.5 hours from Op down to Gainesville, so we're gonna get up early in the morning and drive down.
I have a friend of mine who's down in Tampa. They said, "Well, I'm thinking about coming back on Saturday." I said, "What time?" I said, "Well, I'll probably leave here about 12:31." I said, "No,
I said, man,
you gotta drive through Gainesville
Tampa. You get off that interstate there."
I said, "I would either do it during the game." Or like the day after, one of the two.
Yeah, we're going to get there early, and so I'm going to walk around, check out some things. I haven't been down to Gainesville in a long time. Stop by Steve's office, talk to him a minute. No, just kidding. we got some pretty... My daughter bought tickets back for Christmas for us, and so we're sitting on the Gator side behind the bench on the about 16 rows back. So,
oh, you're kidding me. Those are some great tickets for that stadium.
That stadium
is electrifying.
Yeah, it's gonna be a war. I mean, Auburn's gonna give us trouble. I mean, it ain't gonna be no rout either way. But it'll, like I said, I've been there a long time.
Tell me how important. Don't you feel that so you haven't been there in a long, long time?
Yeah, a long time.
Because see,
I've been to a Florida game, but the last Florida game I went to was in 12, and we went to Tallahassee and watched Florida beat Florida State, but that's the last game
I've been to. I think the Swamp is, I think the way Jordan Hare is in Auburn and the how electrifying it is, I think the Swamp is going to have that tomorrow. I mean, it's just, those fans are serious.
Yeah, I'm glad we got that home field advantage, because if this game would be in Auburn, it'd be a tough.
Yeah, it would be a very tough game.
It'd be a tough one, because it's tough to win in Auburn. I've been there before. But, I'm looking forward to that. So,
what else is on your mind?
I'm retired. I got plenty of time to rest up and come back.
There you go. What else is on your mind today?
That's about it, Dan. I'm going to let the politics live for now, because Trump's got everything under control.
Jim, I want you to have a safe trip. Have a safe trip, and depending on how the game goes, I'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, I'll call either way.
There you go. I appreciate you.
Have a good one. Bye.
Thanks, Jim. News 793.1. Wait, hang on. Coming back to you right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet, or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Color me your car. Color me your color.
someone just called us and say...
Wyatt just called and said, did you call me? I'm like, wait, from this number? She's like, yeah. I'm like, no.
No. Yeah, those scammers. I got an emergency call that someone, Social Security, had to talk to me because somebody had accessed my account.
I wonder if they're actually trying to scam people or if some people are just pranksters that are trying to get the intemperate to, like, just be mad at each other. Did you just call me? No, I didn't just call you. Why are you calling me?
Shut up. No, you shut up. Let's go to Ray. Ray, welcome to the Dan Moore Show.
All right, got two thoughts. Y'all just made me think of something else. We can make $1 billion. If we could create an app that when a scammer or any of that junk calls your cell phone, that you could forward it to one of your buddies. Tell them, yes, I'm very interested. Hang on 1 second and send it to your buddy's phone.
There you go.
That would be a great app. But here's my question politically. Do you honestly think that they're ever going to bring this up for impeachment? Because I don't think any one of them up there wants this thing to be talked about. Because half of them are doing what Joe Biden did. Don't you think they're all like, hey, we hate Trump, but we got to find something else to talk about because we can't be
I tell you something. They made a real tactical error on this whistleblower thing and bringing up Biden. And notice how Trump has just seized on the moment. And don't you know Joe Biden is sitting there shaking his head, damn, we're about to get run over, because they are. They can say all the stuff they want to, but if they throw the flounder out on the table... And this, and you'll hear part of some of the stuff that they have. It's going to be awful for Biden, and then it's going to be awful for some other people too.
That's what I'm saying. It's going to be awful for a lot of people in Congress that are having to vote on this, because they're doing the exact same thing. If it gets out that they were doing it, then they're done. So I'm sure everybody's like, "What are we doing here? Shut up and make this thing go away."
Yeah. Yeah, I think they're going to end up really regretting doing what they did. And you know who you can owe this all to is Adam Schiff and the Intel Deep State.
Absolutely. Well, guys, y'all have a great weekend.
Thanks, Ray. Appreciate you. Let's see here. Let's continue on with Susan Rice, former NSA advisor. She sounds guilty as... You know what?
So fair to say you don't think that the president has a genuinely held belief that Joe Biden and his son are potentially corrupt.
I don't believe he believes that, but even if he did, what we see consistently out of this president is that he is putting his personal political interests above the national interest. With Ukraine, he gets on the phone with the new president of Ukraine, a country that is under occupation and still in a hot war with Russia. And does no business on behalf of the United States. Nothing to protect Ukraine, nothing to uphold the sanctions. It's all about, can you help a brother out? What can you do for me? And that's the same with China.
Can we talk about the server surrounding this phone call? The call itself, the information about the call, was moved to a specific server, which is considered...
Super classified.
Explain to us what that server is.
Well, most of the business that the National Security Council does is conducted on a system which itself is classified to a very high level. There is a separate system for the most sensitive materials that are considered compartmented, classified above the top secret level. And the kinds of things that computer system is usually used for do not relate to phone calls with foreign leaders. They relate to the most sensitive stuff that there is, which I can't even get into, honest.
Would a phone call typically be moved?
No, absolutely not. And in normal circumstances, I can't even conceive of a conversation that would get to that level of classification. But say it did, then because of the content of the conversation, it might be moved to a highly classified system. But only if the content warranted it, not because there's something in there that for political purposes the White House wanted to hide.
Or because a foreign leader was involved.
Oh, no. Foreign leader calls are typically kept on the normal system.
Okay, or if someone is leaking your stuff, you have to put it at a higher, more sensitive level so they can get to it. How about that, Susan? This is back to what Trump has done wrong today. Let's continue on with Susan Rice.
And what do you think about the president attacking the whistleblower? How concerned should we be about that? And Mike Pompeo on the call, is that normal that the
Listen
Secretary of State would be on the call that the whistleblower is
In my experience
about?
In the Obama administration, I cannot recall an instance, not one, where the Secretary of State was on a presidential phone call with a foreign leader. Typically, he would get a readout later
that.
And perhaps get the transcript. So
but can't they do it differently in the Trump administration?
It's not a rule. It's not a rule. It's unusual. Okay. And I gather also that the National Security Advisor may not have been on that conversation. That would be highly unusual.
Okay, Susan, in the Reagan administration, we had Schultz would be on the on a conference call. I don't remember a time Alexander Haig was, but I definitely remember at times that Schultz was on the call. And see, what she's trying to do is create doubt. There's obviously this something's different here. So therefore, Trump has done wrong today. He's done something different. So therefore, it's wrong. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Bill. Bill, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
I'm great. How about you?
I'm great because in 32 minutes, my weekend's going to begin.
You live for the weekend, do you?
I tell you, that's my batteries get charged. Atlanta Braves playing tonight, today, this afternoon. We've got great football tomorrow. It's going to start getting cool next week. I am pumped.
Well, the Alabama game this week is so close, they haven't even put a line out.
I know, it's going to be that close.
I'm guessing it's going to be a nail biter.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Do you think that the information on this call was put on that secret server testing for leaks?
I think it's put on the Secret Service server to stop leaks from happening. And this is not going to be the only document that's going to be put on there. You're going to find that all of the transcripts have been put on there.
I'm just curious, though, if he thought there was a leak and he put it on there, both to keep it safe, but to also test to see if it was leaked out. And I think
the interesting thing is, how did someone know it was put on there? And the answer to that question is because they were looking at another place and it wasn't there, and they were probably told it was over here at that part and they couldn't get access to it. Because they noticed that the whistleblower didn't have access to it, right?
Right.
He didn't hear the conversation, nor did he see the transcript. So the people that were leaking were at a level that they couldn't get on this coded server. Does that make sense? You follow that?
It does, but I'm still wondering if it wasn't to test a leak and they actually found the leak and they're not wanting to disclose that yet. You know, Trump is very unique, and he seldom does things without a motive. And he almost always knows more than he lets on.
Yeah.
And I find that interesting. He's a very shrewd person.
He is. I'll tell you something that he does, which is out of the seven habits of highly successful people. He begins with the end in mind. And if you ever study seven habits, that is a major issue. There's a major thing that successful people do. Everything he does, he begins with the end result in mind.
I saw a photo the other day, and I don't remember if it's on Facebook or where, but it showed President Trump praying. And it said, just wait till the Democrats conclude that he's colluding with God now.
I like that.
Y'all have a good weekend. Thanks for letting me air my two cents.
You have a great weekend yourself, Bill. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News, I'm Jessica Stone. President Trump expected to object to House Democrats' impeachment inquiry and say the White House will not cooperate without a vote.
Well, we'll be issuing a letter. As everybody knows, we've been treated very unfairly, very different from anybody else.
He does acknowledge, however, that the House has the votes to begin a formal inquiry. The nation's highest court set to weigh in on a Louisiana abortion case when it resumes session next week. The question, should abortion doctors be required to have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital? And Microsoft says Iran tried to hack a U.S. presidential candidate and journalist. 241 email accounts were attacked over 30 days. Fox's Kristen Goodwin.
Four accounts were compromised, but Microsoft says they do not belong to presidential campaigns or government officials.
No word yet on which 2020 candidate was targeted. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Hang on. One more day of record-breaking heat today, but we're getting closer to some remarkable heat relief beginning the first part of next week. Today, high temperature about 99. That would break the record of 97. The 10th record-breaking high in a row. Rain chances very tiny today and tomorrow, generally under 20%. Low tonight, 73. Saturday's high, 96. Widely scattered storms on Sunday with a high around 91. They'll be spotty. And then Monday, the cool front moves through Alabama. Scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm ahead of the front. Much cooler, drier air behind it. Tuesday's high, only about 81. It's going to be nice. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are on a Friday. Joey, we've already done one drawing for the day.
Ah, yes.
We have another one, don't we?
Oh, we have the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. $60 worth of whatever you want in the basket.
Oh, I've heard that somewhere before.
Indeed, indeed. So let's turn down the earth, wind, and fire, though it is a good day to boogie. And let's draw this name. And the winner is Hugh. Hugh.
Hugh, you need to call me at 272-9228 so I can hook you up for your Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. $60 worth of goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. So, Hugh, give us a call. I want to hook you up for this weekend, my friend. 272-9228. Let's continue on with Susan Rice, and we're moving to some other territory here.
We learned this morning that Ukraine is going to revisit some of the claims against the Bidens, even if they didn't break the law and there's no evidence that they did. I do remember that it was politically awkward back in 2015 when his son was involved in the country. Yes. As he was dealing with anti-corruption efforts. Did he mishandle the situation at the very least?
Joe Biden?
Yeah.
Not in my opinion. Joe Biden was doing what he was asked to do by the President of the United States, consistent with serving our policy interests. Our policy interests that were shared with the European Union and the IMF was to root out corruption. And this prosecutor that he was pushing on all of our behalf to have removed was a corrupt prosecutor who was supposed to go after corruption. So the difference here is very simple. President Trump, on the one hand, is asking Ukraine for a favor that benefits him personally and politically. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden, on behalf of President Obama, the United States, and the Western world, was asking and pushing for the removal of somebody who, on behalf of our policy, on behalf of our national interest. And that's the difference. And Biden did it transparently. Trump tried to hide it through sequestering. The reality we face, Tony, and what worries me so much, it gets back to your original point, Gail, is for the first time that I can remember, our democracy is under assault. Our country is, in effect, under attack.
You write that in the book, but you still believe.
That attack is coming now from within. It's coming from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Right. And for all the security threats I saw as National Security Advisor, all the challenges we faced, I never thought I'd see that.
It's doom and gloom, Susan Rice. And it's all because of who? Donald Trump. It's all, the attack is coming from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. The attack. And the attack was coming from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue during the Obama administration, and you were part of it. Let's go to Hugh. Hugh, the winner?
Yeah, thank you.
Hugh, congratulations, my friend.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you for telling me about it.
Are you, did I ask you this before? Have you been to Sweet Creek?
I have. I have never indulged to that extent before.
Ah, you know what you need to do is put a Cuban sandwich on your list.
That's a great idea. I've heard you talk about it.
They're absolutely spectacular. They got pumpkins. They've got all sorts of good stuff. So I'm going to put you in, and I'm going to send the name down, matter of fact, right now. So you should be able to go either later on this afternoon, but certainly by tomorrow. Ask for Karen Ingram or Reed Ingram, and they'll get you taken care of.
Dan, thank you.
Hugh, you're so, so welcome. Hugh, did you work with a long-term care facility here in Montgomery by any chance?
No.
Okay. I knew a Hugh Frazier that worked there. I got you taken care of, Hugh.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Let's do this. Let's go to Tammy Bruce. Talking about the media disinformation here, boys and girls. So listen to Tammy Bruce from Fox.
And we've shown you the liberal media misinformation campaign regarding impeachment, and now we're going to fact check their lies. Joining me now is Tammy Bruce. I want to start tonight with CNN, our fact check. Now, watch how opinions are simply stated as facts.
I'm a former investigative reporter. I still take those skills with me to the Hill every single day. In the president's own words, asking a foreign entity to do a favor for him in exchange for delivering defense, that was a line that just went way too far.
I'm holding the transcript or the notes or the reconstructed transcript of the call in my hand, and you can see right here, President Trump asked the leader of Ukraine to dig up dirt on Joe Biden and his son.
When did the president say, dig up dirt on Joe Biden and his son?
Dig up dirt.
When did he say that?
Didn't say it. Well, Schiff said that, didn't he? To some degree, right? And reading it into the Senate record. And that's what they've tried to do, because the transcript wasn't at all what they thought it would be. And it's because they didn't expect him to release the transcript. This was their playbook from the start. He was not going to release the transcript, and they would create it. It's fan fiction, Laura. It's fan fiction, and they can't stop themselves because they can't adapt to reality. So you hear that it's horrible enough that Schiff did that and read that into the record of the House.
Uh-oh. But there's more now. There's more. So Tammy Bruce is going to be talking about media disinformation, but she's going to be talking about Pelosi. Listen to this.
This is dovetails into what you just said. Nancy Pelosi was on ABC News today lying then about Adam Schiff's false version,
that's right,
of Trump's phone call.
I want the American people to know what that phone call was about. I want them to hear it. So, yeah, it's fair. It's sad. But it's using the president's own words.
Well, those weren't the president's words. It was an interpretation of the president's words. They're saying he made this up.
He did not make it up.
So has this process passed the point of no return?
Why didn't Stephanopoulos stop it right there?
and say, wait a second, he said, Nancy, it was a parody.
She got a very strange look on her face. She's not used at all to hearing something that was not appropriate.
But George, look, that wasn't part of the playbook.
Right. And this is, for him, look, obviously he was in the Clinton team, and that was his throwaway to make it seem like he's a journalist, but he couldn't really carry the ball home. He couldn't really end up doing it. But that is the, she said, I want people to hear it as though listening to Schiff is how you're going to be hearing it. And that's where it gets to be like, oh, she was challenged. No, she wasn't. When it came right down to it, she effectively lied about the nation, saying, oh, those were his words. No, they weren't.
But they need that narrative, Tammy, to sell impeachment, to try to get the polls more supportive of impeachment. That's why they have to keep repeating it over and over and over again.
That is correct.
I actually think her lore trying to give advice to Stephanopoulos, I think Stephanopoulos' follow-up question was perfect. Like, you know that wasn't his own, the president's own words. That Schiff meant,
Yes, it was.
It was. And so the next question from Stephanopoulos was, has this process already gone past the point of no return? I thought that was actually pretty good.
We're going to play that piece again. Then we're going to play what Adam Schiff actually said. Connie, welcome over to the Damar Show on a Friday.
Hi. I just wanted to call and say, somebody asked earlier why we can't the two sides get together, and I can tell you it's not going to happen. It's impossible. One side has lost their ever-loving minds, and they're rabid. And you cannot compromise or reason with people who are rabid. They are obsessed. They hate anybody who doesn't agree with their philosophy. One side is for globalism, one world government. The other side is for nation states and governing ourselves. One side is for big government, one is for small. One is for abortion, one is anti-abortion. And you could go on and on and on. And that, but those people, if you are to the point where you don't want anybody else to have an opinion different from yours, and this applies left or right, if you are so obsessed that you can't hear another side, then there's no reasoning with you. You are evil. And I don't care if it's Republican or Democrat. If you want to shut up somebody else and you want to hurt somebody else who doesn't agree with you, that's evil.
Connie, well said, my dear.
So, you know, there's no way to compromise. There's not. I mean, I want to just go live my life in peace. And I think most conservatives, most Christians, I mean, yeah, there are some fanatics, okay, but for the most part, I think we just want to go live our lives, go to work, raise our families in peace. But one side is, no, I'm obsessed. I got to get them.
Well, I tell you what Nancy Pelosi said is very telling. I mean, it's, and I'm going to play the Adam Schiff part in just a second. Connie, thanks for the telephone call.
Okay,
go back and play Nancy Pelosi here and her that isolated piece.
I want the American people to know what that phone call was about. I want them to hear it. So, yeah, it's fair. It's sad. But it's using the president's own words.
Well, those weren't the president's words. It was an interpretation of the president's words. They're saying he made this up.
He did not make it up.
Okay, now play Adam Schiff, which he said he did not make up.
And so what happened on that call? Zelensky begins by ingratiating himself, and he tries to enlist the support of the president. He expresses his interest in meeting with the president and says his country wants to acquire more weapons from us to defend itself. And what is the president's response? Well, it reads like a classic organized crime shakedown. Shorn of its rambling character and in not so many words, this is the essence of what the president communicates. We've been very good to your country, very good. No other country has done as much as we have. But you know what? I don't see much reciprocity here. I hear what you want. I have a favor I want from you, though. And I'm going to say this only 7 times, so you better listen good. I want you to make up dirt on my political opponent. Understand lots of it.
Make up dirt.
On this and on that, I'm going to put you in touch with people, not just any people. I'm going to put you in touch with Attorney General of the United States, my Attorney General, Bill Barr. He's got the whole weight of the American law enforcement behind him. And I'm going to put you in touch with Rudy. You're going to love him. Trust me. You know what I'm asking, and so I'm only going to say this a few more times, in a few more ways. And by the way, don't call me again. I'll call you when you've done what I asked. This is, in sum, in character, what the president was trying to communicate with the president of Ukraine. It would be funny if it wasn't such a graphic betrayal of the president's oath of office. But as it does represent a real betrayal, there's nothing the president says here that is in America's interest, after all. It is instead the most consequential form of tragedy.
It's incredible that Nancy Pelosi thinks that that's what the transcript said. But it just shows what the problem is. You know what? After hearing it several times, I think what he didn't think that the transcript was going to be released. And I think what he did is he made that up before the transcript was released, thinking that he could totally sell it as if that were the transcript. And then he just kind of went with that after it was released. Because you remember it was released like the day before that happened. And I think he kind of ran out of goodies here. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Moore Show.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Fox Sunday Animation Domination is back in a big way.
Fake news.
It's the first place to see all new episodes of The Simpsons, Family Guy.
Let's hit it.
And Bob's Burgers.
Is that true?
1000%.
Plus, bless the hearts.
Everybody ready?
Yeah! The fresh and funny new comedy starring Kristen Wiig and Maya Rudolph. Yes.
There will be an excessive celebration of animation domination. So watch Bless the Hearts on Fox.
Sunday on Fox 20.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Just so to Reed Ingram, I want to let you know the best pumpkin selection around is at Sweet Creek Farm Market. They also have the corn stalks and the wheat stalks, so you can do your decorating. The best moms around, I can testify that on a personal basis. I've got one. They are spectacular.
Big.
So go see him at Sweet Creek Farm Market. Say hi to Reed and or Karen Ingram. Say hi to Reed. He may have a little surprise for you there. Let's try to fit in John Solomon before we get out of here. This is John Solomon last night talking about Ukraine and how opened up the investigation goes back to March of 2019.
You know, first of all, just big picture in terms of that introduction, you know, in terms of whether or not this time it is different for this president. What's your take?
You know, I think we're very early in the process. There's an investigative process going on, and there's a lot of facts not yet in evidence, right? Mm-hmm. We really need to know what actually happened. Was the aid withheld because of the investigation? Was it withheld for entirely different reasons that are in the scope of the president's powers? We don't know those things yet. Let me throw one wrinkle into this that people don't, who don't follow this closely, don't realize. At the time the president was allegedly pressing for an investigation of Ukraine, Ukraine had already reopened the Burisma investigation. You can check this with the general prosecutor's office in Ukraine. March 28th, 2019, way before the president ever pressed President Zelensky, the prosecutor general's office announced and they filed a notice of suspicion that they were reopening the Burisma case and specifically looking at transactions to Hunter Biden's company. That is not in doubt. You can call the Ukraine prosecutor's office, get that. In fact, those are the sort of facts when you put them on a timeline that we have to meet out before we come to a conclusion.
That was an interesting piece of information. March. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Wayne. Wayne, welcome aboard the Dan Mars Show.
Hello, Dan. Hello, Joey.
Wayne, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Dan. I know you are. And, you know, it's just been too long. I looked up almost the end of the show. I just wanted to say hi. And, you know, ever since the Benghazi hearing, a lot of people, I think, are like me, waiting on the hammer to drop, and it never seems to, but I swear it really appears that Donald Trump is just casting lines and knows exactly where he's fishing.
Yeah, I think his confidence level and where this is going, he is right on it.
I just, you know, patience typically pays off. I'm hoping that's the case here because these lines could pull in a lot of big fish.
Yep.
And that's exactly what he went there to do, is get these fish out of that swamp. So
I'm hoping it's going to be soon, because I tell you, it's and I think it's going to be big. The John Solomon piece really lays out some things for it. Wayne, well, I want to congratulate your crew for coming and getting that tree taken care of. Those guys are absolutely amazing.
They can do some pretty crazy things with trees, can't they?
It's incredible, because when that thing was moving, my house was kind of shaking. And I went out and I told them, great job. I didn't want to bother them when they were doing it. But when they finished, I told them, great job. They hit it like a Navy SEAL team hit something, and they take it out.
It is a show if you get out there and watch.
Yeah, folks, if you need a tree removed, you need to call PMS. They are just amazing.
The only certified arborist in this area actually cutting trees.
And he's just a nice guy, too.
Super nice. That's my partner, and, yeah, couldn't ask for a better guy to work with.
Yeah, top to bottom, PMS hires outstanding people. Except for this guy named Wayne.
our employment door is wide open. If anyone is listening and they have management capabilities, we'd probably like to talk with them.
Give them a telephone number to call.
Shoot, they can call my number, Dan. 558-3307.
Oh, wow. He gave him his personal number, guys. Give him that number one more time, Wayne.
558-3307. If you can manage people, we'd like to talk with you.
Wayne, I appreciate your friendship. I hope to see you
here again. And look, keep doing what you're doing. We don't hear these things anywhere else. So for anybody that's listening to your show, I appreciate what you're doing, and you know, your background allows you to have some knowledge that we might never hear otherwise. So thank you for what you guys are doing.
I appreciate the kind words, my friend. You have a wonderful weekend.
We need to get together soon, sir.
You got it, buddy.
Okay.
See you. Let's go continue on with John Solomon. I do need to get Wayne over the house. John Solomon is going to be talking about Ukraine and Fusion GPS.
Okay, well, that raises an interesting question, because when you go back and you look into all of this, it appears that both Joe Biden and President Trump have been pushing the Ukrainians to do things that work better for them, right? That work better for the way that they see the world. Joe Biden felt that there was a corrupt prosecutor. He wanted that person moved aside. We know that that person had been looking into Burisma. There's questions about the timeline, which I know you can address. On the other side, you have President Trump and his people who believe that the Ukrainians were involved in helping Hillary Clinton, that she had tapped into them in terms of finding dirt on Paul Manafort. They want the people who were supportive of that side of the equation out. So, you know, are they both, in essence, really trying to do the same thing in their own best interest on both sides?
I've said for a long time, Ukraine is one of the biggest political footballs in diplomatic space, right? People are always have been playing with it for years, and it's close to Russia. It's important to us strategically. And particularly when election comes down, you see the Ukrainians are always somehow involved in our election, not in a tampering way, but people are thinking about and mobilizing, talking to them because Russia is so important and Ukraine is so close. But there are facts and evidence. Listen, it is irrefutable that the Democratic National Committee, through a contractor, asked the Ukraine embassy in Washington for dirt on Donald Trump and Paul Manafort. Today, the New York Times has an article out. They confirm that again. That's my story, political story. There is irrefutable testimony that the wife of Bruce Orr, Nellie Orr, working for the Fusion GPS contractor doing opposition research for Hillary Clinton, she states she got some of her dirt on Hillary Clinton from a Ukraine government official. She then gave it to her husband and forwarded it to the FBI. So in the eye of the beholder, is that collusion? Are people trying to meddle in the election, or are they simply playing games in the politics?
Yeah.
We need to find more facts out before we know, but these are facts that are not in dispute anymore.
I'm going to jump ahead to cut four. He's going to talk about the U.S. ambassador to the Ukraine. It's important that you hear this, because you're not going to hear this from the national media.
Let me ask you about this ambassador, because it's clear. Let's just pull up the transcript part of the Zelensky phone call. The president believes that the ambassador needed to go. Ambassador Yovanovitch, and she did lose her job. Right. She was pushed out. She was sent back home. And he says to Zelensky, the former ambassador from the United States, the woman was bad news, and the people she was dealing with in the Ukraine were bad news. The conversation goes on like this. Zelensky says, it was great that you were the first one who told me that she was a bad ambassador, because I agree with you 100%. What was she doing that was bad, and why was she pushed out?
So what I know, these are facts and evidence. A year before that conversation with President Zelensky, the chairman of the House Rules Committee came back from a CODEL to Ukraine. His name is Pete Sessions of Texas. And he wrote a letter to Mike Pompeo saying, while I was over there, I found out that Ambassador Yovanovitch was bad-mouthing President Trump. You should remove her on those grounds. That is a year before that conversation with President Zelensky ever occurred. So we know that complaints started then. In the fall of 2018, multiple prosecutors from the Ukraine prosecutor's office reached out to me. This is before Rudy Giuliani ever got involved in anything that I know of. Again, I don't know his timeline, but it seems to be before he was involved. They were reaching out to me saying, listen, your embassy and your ambassador are doing things that make us very concerned. They're telling us who we can and can't prosecute. And they gave me a letter from the embassy in which the embassy said, you guys at the Ukraine prosecutor's office, you can't touch this George Soros group. Hands off, back down. That's unusual for a U.S. embassy to get involved in the internal affairs of Ukraine. Yeah. All of that predates the hubbub that then comes in when Rudy Giuliani gets involved. In December of 18, I was told by a White House official President Trump was considering firing that ambassador. I tried for months to confirm. I never could confirm that. But I wrote my story based on the evidence I had. And then